Power 4.7, Andy and Mel, 7:04, topping out at 26 today. It is 19 right now. We talked earlier about how you went and saw the new Twilight movie over the weekend.
I did. It was really good.
Which was number one at the box office. Red Dawn was like number five, I think. I saw it made like $22 million, which is respectable for a movie that's been done and sitting on the shelf for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a text this morning when we were talking about that about an hour ago. There are no vampires in Twilight. They are fairies. They live in the woods and sparkle. Mm-hmm. They're obviously fairies.
How do you explain the teeth and the blood?
There's blood?
Well, like when they, you know, they feed on blood.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't they just bite at the convenience store?
Yeah. Excuse me, I need a couple pints.
I thought they were just substituting Clamato juice instead of
that's it.
Okay, Twilight fans, I'm not going to knock your movie. All I'm going to say is go rent The Lost Boys.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you can't rent movies anymore. Download The Lost Boys or find it on Netflix or something.
Red Dawn was 7, by the way.
Oh, it was 7th. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was down there. But
I really do like the Twilight movies. And I haven't read the books or anything like that because I'm not much of a book reader. But I really like the movies. I think they're good.
I'll take your vampires against my zombies any day.
I'm not knocking any of them because I like zombie stuff too. Mm. I like the movies. I think they're good. But I like a romantic movie too. And then you throw in some other action fun stuff to it. I think they're good.
There's some romance in The Walking Dead too.
A lot of guys like Twilight movies too, so don't be knocking it.
Yeah, my brother does for some reason. I don't get it.
Because it's good.
And he won't watch The Walking Dead.
Weird.
And he loves action movies and stuff as much as I do, but he's like, I can't take the suspense. I'm like, The Walking Dead is not that suspenseful. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's not. He's can't take it.
I do hate when they leave you hanging. You know?
I hate when they leave you hanging, but that's just good television. If they weren't leaving you hanging, they'd be not doing their job.
I know, but I still hate it.
But every now and then, you know, sometimes the surprise that, you know, there's a surprise coming, but they twist what it is. Like you're expecting a zombie to be under the blanket. It's not a zombie, it's a dude.
Oh.
You know, that sort of thing. And he barely speaks English and has a shotgun.
Okay.
And he's been living in a shack in the woods.
All right.
That was last night.
Oh, thanks. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Well, that one's in a big one.
What? You can't do that.
I already spoiled that you get to see Andrea's underwear.
I don't really think that
I forgot to show you a picture of that.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Anyway.
I'm so looking forward to seeing Andrea's underwear.
Now that they finally got to the... The sexier part of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I'm really wishing the show was on HBO. So anyway, nobody won the Powerball on Saturday, so the jackpot is up to $425 million.
Cha-ching!
Or $278 if you take the lump sum. However, I know people get excited about this, but your chances of winning it are 1 in 175 million. Okay, here's some crazy things that are more likely to happen.
Okay.
Hit a deer in Hawaii. According to a survey last year by State Farm, it's the state where you're the least likely to do it, and you'd be the first to do it there. Dying from a bee sting is more common. Chances are 1 in 6 million. Dying from a lightning strike, 1 in 3 million.
Really?
Getting attacked by a shark. Your odds are about 1 in 11.5 million. And your odds of dying for any reason on a beach are 1 in 2 million.
Hmm.
So, relax on the shark attacks, even though...
Oh, really?
Hey, it was only a half second. It was only a half second!
Why do you do that?
It was only a half second. Calm down. By the way, you know what your quote of the day was while you were gone?
Was it something?
I put meat in it
every single day.
Not every day, but it was for a couple days. And the other thing that is more likely to happen than you winning the Powerball, making a hole in one. For an amateur golfer, odds are about 1 in 13,000. If you're not very good at golf, the odds are obviously a lot worse. Your chances of getting back-to-back holes in one are better than winning the Powerball. In 156 million.
Wow.
So, don't get too fired up about the Powerball.
I might go buy a ticket anyway.
It's not like it's it's pretty harmless to go spend a buck on a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, good luck with winning that $278 million this weekend. Or wait, no, Wednesday would be the next drawing, right?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Saturdays.
SDSU won their playoff game on Saturday.
Whoop, whoop.
They will be playing NDSU up in Fargo at the Fargo Dome.
Right.
I believe it's called.
I think so.
It? Yeah, it's the
Fargo
Dome.
Think so.
What is the one in Grand Forks? I almost called it.
Take two.
Drink. Grand Forks. Isn't it like the Alaris Center or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't either. I think it is. But
I don't travel to North Dakota very often, so I'm not really sure.
You know, I've only been to North Dakota once.
I've never been to North Dakota.
And it was for a college JV football game back in 1995.
Really?
I went to Dickinson, North Dakota.
Hmm.
And let me tell you, the Skeeters up there are about the size of Buicks.
I'm not surprised.
Which I was a little surprised because I'd gotten used to West River living where there's no mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And then apparently the moisture and whatnot goes farther west into North Dakota than it does in South Dakota.
Oh.
And so, yeah, north and right of about 50 miles, it was lots of Skeeters.
Hmm.
And I had white sanitary socks on with my uniform.
Okay.
Blood spots everywhere.
What are sanitary socks?
They're just the socks that go all the way up to the knee. It's like a sporty equipment thing.
Okay.
I don't know why they're called sanitary socks. I have no idea.
It's weird.
Kind of. But yeah, no, my socks looked like they were polka dotted with blood from slapping mosquitoes all day.
Oh,
it was bad.
That's awful.
And then I bruised my knee on top of it, so I got an ice pack, and I'm itching the whole way home on the bus.
Oh, you poor thing.
It was terrible.
Sad.
First world problem. News is next. Hang on. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 7:20. Going to top out at 26 today. It is 19 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Instead of getting periods, can girls just get a text once a month from Mother Nature saying, you're not pregnant. Have a nice day.
So, scientists have confirmed what we already knew about holiday music. When we first start hearing it this time of year, we kind of like it. And then our enjoyment level reaches a peak. And starts to go down as it gets on our nerves. And the stress of the holidays also adds to our annoyance level.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's playing in the mall. The thing is, as annoyed as I am with it, I still sing along to all the songs.
Really?
I can't help it.
All of it?
Yeah, I cannot help it. I'm annoyed with it, but I just have to sing along.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. It's like Christmas spirit's trying to get in. It's like trying to get to me. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. I found this as well. A survey by a British coupon website called My Voucher Codes found that 1 in 3 women sell the clothes they don't want on eBay instead of returning them at the store. Why? They think they can make more money online than they would if they returned the clothes.
Okay.
1 in 4 women say they do it because returning clothes at the store is such a hassle.
That's true.
45, as opposed to shipping clothes? That's more of a hassle than returning
them? I don't know. I would think so. I wouldn't want to do that that way, but...
And if you're one of those women that thinks returning them at the store is a hassle, welcome to the reason why men don't go shopping in the first place. 45% of women have tried to return clothes that they've already worn someplace, and 93% lied about having worn them. Was there any? I love it when they ask you the question, is there anything wrong with it when you return something? What do you guys answer when you're returning a piece of clothing that you already bought?
It didn't fit right.
You didn't try it on in the store?
I don't, usually.
Why? Because it takes time away from the shopping?
Yeah. Are you in a hurry? And the thing that sucks is every store you go to has their sizes are different. So that's the hard part about shopping. Like, their large might be like an extra large, or their large might be a medium.
Yeah, it's,
like, you know?
It's too bad they don't have a little area where you could go to actually check to see if the garment fits before
Stop.
You buy it.
Have you not ever tried on something one time and then put it on again and go, I don't really like this as much as I thought I did?
No, because I wouldn't have bought it in the first place.
Well, you might like it when you first put it on, and then you try it on again, and you're like, I don't like it.
No, because for me to make the purchase, it has to be a home run.
Mm.
I'm not buying something I might like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess I'm not that indecisive about my clothing.
Let me just tell you how the much only clothes I
hold
have.
Hold on, let me tell before you do that. Before, the only time I ever wondered about that was when I bought the clothes for the costume of you. There was lots of second guessing.
Yes.
And fortunately,
I'm sure.
The nice girl who helped me found a bigger shirt for me to wear than the original one I was going to get. The original one would have been terribly funny.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even come down to my belly button.
Oh, goodness.
But I didn't want to go that far.
I'm glad.
It would have been funny.
It would have been, but I don't wear shirts like that.
No, I know. That's why I didn't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, I moved over the weekend, and I have not unpacked my room yet. And there's for good reason, because I have...
Because it'll take you 3 days?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many clothes.
Are you going to get rid of any of them?
I got rid of a lot already.
Really?
Yeah. I have a whole box that's going to be for donation, and then I have some that I'm going to take to Plato's, and I have still...
You're the one, when you walk into Plato's, they're like, oh, God.
It's mostly, just so you know, jeans.
They hit a button and an alarm goes off. Mel's here! Yeah.
It's a little out of control.
Mash for cash. It's up to $90 today. If you think you can name all 7 songs, been a while since you heard them, but if you can name all 7 of these songs, then you will win the Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders. Here you go.
It was 1989. I would never do
There you go.
I recognize 4.
361-5557. If you're at least 18 and know all 7 songs, title, and artist, you will win the Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders.
New This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. Sioux Falls
weather. We're going to top out at 26 today, down to 18 tonight, and 42 on Tuesday. Right now, it is 19. The Mash for Cash, we played it just a little bit ago. We only play it the one time. You get a chance to answer all 7 songs. Title and artist must be correct. And if they are, you win today $90 from Quality Lenders. Erica is on the phone. How are you, Erica?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you think you know all 7 songs?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Katy Perry, Pardon Me. Kid Rock, All Summer Long. Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks. Black Eyed Peas, I'm a Bee. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem. Eminem and Bruno Mars, Lighters. And Neon Trees, Everybody Talks.
There's one that is not quite right.
Okay.
You're not wrong, but you're not right.
Okay.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Go through your list of songs and see if you can find alternate artists.
Okay, thank you.
And try again tomorrow. Thanks, Erica.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. I was tricky again.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. 7:33. Oh, no. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:41, up to 26 today. It is 19 right now. We came close on the Mash for Cash, but did not get a winner. We'll try
super
again tomorrow.
Close. Yeah.
$135 is what it'll be up to on, what is tomorrow, Tuesday. I know it sounds stupid being it's Monday that I not know what day tomorrow is, but you know what? After 4 days of not knowing what day it is.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I'm going to give myself a break.
Because this last week has been, I don't know, a blur
yeah.
to me, so.
And being at home with the kids for 3 straight days all day.
Yeah.
Second day, it was starting to wear on my patience. By the third day, it was like I got over the hump. And it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, first day was fine. Second day was like... Third day was just cool. Oh, I yelled at Rockley for the first time last night.
Uh-oh, what did he try to get into?
About the same age as I yelled at Jackie for the first time. He bit me.
Hard. No, he didn't.
Hard.
Naughty!
Well, it wasn't naughty. It was like, you know, little one-year-old toddlers. It's just like, it's kind of an expression of affection. They just don't know how else to do it. And he's tried before, but never actually gotten a hold of any flesh.
Oh,
because normally for some reason he'll try to do it to my shin, because we play this game where it's like, got you, where I put my legs together.
Yeah.
And he's in between. And then he thinks it's funny and he'll pull them together.
Right.
Well, he'll try to bite my shin, but it's kind of hard to get a hold of flesh on a shin.
True.
However, a thigh has lots of meat.
Oh.
And he got a hold of me good. It hurt so bad.
You have a bruise?
I haven't looked, but probably. And I'm like, ow, don't do that. And then I got that
I'm going to cry look.
Yeah.
The little shaking, quivering lip. Oh, yeah.
Tears. And oh, God, I felt so horrible. But it was just reaction because I was getting bitten.
Yeah.
He was biting me.
Good thing he's not a zombie.
I'd be dead now.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a school in Texas, San Antonio. It's called John Jay High School. And they have given all the students their RFID badges, radio frequency identification badges.
Okay, thank you for
so that the administration will always know where they are in the building. Kind of the 21st century version of attendance.
Wow.
You know, you scan it, you have shown up for class that day and what time, and are you tardy or are you not?
Mm.
You know, there's no getting around your tardies then.
No.
A sophomore at this school by the name of Andrea Hernandez thinks this level of surveillance has crossed a line. So she is refusing to wear her badge. And when the school administration saw what she was up to, first they offered her a deal. She would be allowed to wear the badge with the RFID component removed. The badge would still have to have a barcode, though, to reveal her info if it was scanned. But she didn't accept the deal. She was protesting against what she believed was a violation of her civil liberties. And if she was still wearing a badge, she couldn't really get her point across. When she refused to accept the deal, the school expelled her.
Oh.
Yeah. Lawyers from the Rutherford Institute have filed an injunction against the expulsion on her behalf. This isn't like GPS tracking. This is kind of like our little scanner, mabobber, key fob things that we...
Our door lock?
Yeah, to get in the door.
Yeah.
Which is, that's exactly what it is, though. It's an RFID.
Okay.
It admits a low radio frequency, and then it reads it. And so we have essentially the same thing. Some gyms have those.
Yeah.
The school is doing this as, now to me, this isn't like they're spying on them. It's not like it's a tracking locator, so they know when they're in their can or anything like that.
Right.
Is it going too far?
I don't know.
Or is this a teenager looking for a reason to have beef?
Well, it could be that. I mean, I get what she's saying, but at the same token, like, there's no reason why she can't be accountable.
Yeah.
It's making her accountable, making the students accountable, making sure that they're there when they're supposed to be.
It isn't the end of the world. I can't.
I mean, it's not like they're sitting there on a computer tracking, going, oh, where is this person right now?
Well,
I mean, because it's only when you scan it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like they can follow him around.
And I would imagine they could look up what the most recent swipe of her badge was. And,
right.
Okay, she's in room 207 in Mrs. Hall's history class. I don't know. Is this an invasion of privacy? Let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:54, up to 26 today, 19 now. There's a school in San Antonio that is making the kids carry around these RFID badges. Maybe you have one for your job. We do here to get in the building. It's a little, you know, little key fob thing. You beep on the door and in you go. And
it's our key.
And this one girl has gotten expelled because she refuses to wear it. And okay, I'm all for standing up for yourself, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, is this really that big a deal, or is she looking for beef and found it with this?
And I guess I understand where she's coming from, but I also would say as a parent that I like the fact that they have to be accountable and they know where my kids are.
Let's see. Casey's on the phone. How are you, Casey?
I feel like crap, to be honest with you.
Aw.
That's too bad. Cold?
Yeah, my whole house is sick. So.
Oh, fun.
No. I have to agree and disagree with it at the same time, because I have a key fob for my son's daycare.
Uh-huh.
So I understand the level of protection that it actually can offer. So I agree with it on that aspect where they know where kids are. So say something were to happen that, you know, like Oklahoma or, you know, all the schools that have had problems with people coming in that aren't supposed to be there.
Right.
Or doing something stupid. They at least can tell where the kids were when everything happened.
Okay. Mm.
They can see who was in class when they were supposed to be in class and who was not.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else has their badge.
That's the downfall of it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I agree with it and disagree with it, because it's not that hard to steal somebody's badge.
No, or
I mean, I could take
my badge to school today, and because I'm going to play hooky.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
Thanks for the call, Casey.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I suppose if you're in class, you'd probably have to, like, you know, if there's a test or something, they're going to know you're missing. But if,
right,
like, if you just come in, they lecture, they hand out the papers, and all you had to do to check in was beep.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get away with some hooky there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Have your friend check you in.
Mike's on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Good. Hey, I went to a school in Phoenix called Alhambra, the high school I went to, and we had metal detectors when we first entered into the building, and then they had 7 different quadrants, and you had 5 minutes to get from class to class. And as soon as you got to class, the 5 minutes was up, all the doors locked. The hallway doors, the classroom doors, everything locked. You could get out the inside, but you couldn't get into the classroom.
And
my second year of being there, they decided they were having still too many weapons brought into the school that they decided to put metal detectors at each quadrant inside the school. And everybody started getting all mad and protesting, oh, man, you know, that's just an invasion. We already have to go through them when we enter the school. The school responded after the first week of putting metal detectors all over the school with over a dozen knives that they got in the first week.
Wow.
By putting these metal detectors in. You know, this is Central Phoenix, of course.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm 35 now, so this is quite a while ago.
Oh, is that long ago?
How mad it is. What?
You're the same age as me, then. It was that long ago they were doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
They've been doing it. And they just had, back then, they had them just at the entrances, and then they, when I was in high school, they started putting them all over the place.
I cannot imagine going to a high school type of stuff going on.
I went to small-town Beersford High School.
Yeah, I went to Parker.
We had shotguns in our cars to go hunting later, you know?
Seriously, it's such a weird
I don't even know if we were breaking the rules, but they were kind of overlooked if they knew the kid was a hunter, you know? And
I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I remember my friends back here, and, you know, I'd call them and stuff, and they're getting mad about, you know, oh, they won't let us to keep shotguns in our trucks no more. You know, we got to run home to get our shotguns, and we can't keep them in the lockers no more. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, well, I'm going through a metal detector. I can't even
Keeping in your locker is one thing.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone ever kept one in a locker, but no, I think Mike was just exaggerating for fun. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, okay, now after Mike, I'm totally like, hey, yeah, not a big deal, girl. Just get over it.
Yeah, I think she's just being an idiot.
I got an email from Melinda says, I think it's a great thing. As a parent, it would give me a little extra sense of security while my kid's at school. If anything, they need to have detectors at all the doors to go off, like the ones at Walmart, like when someone comes in.
Mm.
If you don't have a parent's permission, the kid can't go outside except for supervised outings. The thing is, I don't think they would ever be allowed to lock them in. Fire escape, safety.
Right.
You know.
Well, they said, Mike said there, the doors would lock. But you could get out.
Well, that was just the door to the classroom.
Right.
Like, you couldn't have all the exit doors locked from being able to get out.
Mm.
I know sometimes they do lock them, but it's from the outside, not the inside.
Right, right.
Got to be able to get out of the building.
Right.
If there's, you know, a fire.
I think that's what they meant, yeah.
She goes on to say, excuse me. If you don't have parents' permission, kid can't go outside except for outings. It's embarrassing when you go off in the store and in front of your friends. Yeah, I've done that. You ever gone out the emergency exit and set off an alarm?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I've done it.
You have?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it at a restaurant one time in Minneapolis. Because it wasn't marked that great. It was a glass door, and it had a sign, but it wasn't real obvious. I just thought it was an exit, you know. And so I went out it, and yeah, it was a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
But life goes on. Coming up here, just a few. If you missed it from earlier, which if you just woke up within the last hour, you did. The roundup of all the Black Friday fun from around the country, including one story that will make me play this music. That's coming up next. It's 8 o'clock, Hot 104.7.
The steak is...
Hot 104.7.
.com.